This video was made possible by Squarespace. Start building your website for free at squarespace.com/RLL, and then when you're ready to launch, use the code RLL to get 10% off at checkout. The Indian subcontinent is huge, not only in terms of sheer land area, but also in terms of the region's population and cultural impact on our world. Currently, 7 different countries exist in the region: India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Bhutan, and the Maldives. So, what would it look like if all 7 of these modern countries united overnight to form a new and larger country that we'll be calling, for simplicity, Greater India? Well, for starters, the new country's population would be gargantuan. 1,728,904,000 people, or about 23% of the entire world's population, almost 1 out of every 4 people. That is more people than live in North America, South America, the Caribbean, and Europe combined. India alone has more people living there than the entire continent of Africa does, and that's only going to increase as time goes on. This can also be seen by taking a glance at the biggest cities across the new country, the top 3 being Delhi, Karachi, and Mumbai, all of which have higher populations than even New York City does in the US. Of the country's top 10 largest cities, 7 of them would be located in India, while 2 would be in Pakistan, and only 1 in Bangladesh. From this, it's obvious that India is basically the Jupiter of the Indian subcontinent, dominating the region's gravity and the smaller countries that orbit it by its sheer size. But what happens when we quit looking at the subcontinent divided by current political reality? If we look at an ethnic map of the area, it's confusing to say the least. There are over 2,000 different and unique ethnic groups present inside of India alone, in addition to 22 different major languages. Only the continent of Africa has a higher diversity of cultures, genetics, and languages than India does. But most of these Indian ethnic groups can be divided between 2 major families: Indo-Aryans, which account for 73% of hypothetical Greater India's population, and Dravidians, which account for 19%, with remaining 8% being a mix of other, smaller groups. To expand on that, the region's linguistic diversity is every bit as diverse as you would expect. About 1/3 of the population would be able to speak Hindi, 15% would speak Bengali, another 12% would understand Urdu, while the Punjabi, Marathi, Telugu, Tamil, and Gujarati languages would all have significant representation as well. 4 of the world's most significant religions were born inside India: Hinduism, Buddhism, Sikhism, and Jainism, all of which continue to have a significant presence. Hinduism would make up the vast majority of hypothetical Greater India at 63.6% of the population, while Islam would be a significant minority at 31.4%. Christians would only make up 2%, Buddhists would be represented by 1.7%, and Sikhs would make up the final 1.3%, with other religions only having a tiny following. About 34% of Greater India's population would be living in cities, with the remaining majority of the hypothetical country residing in the countryside. Perhaps the most challenging problem for the new country would be the region's economy. Hypothetical Greater India would have a combined nominal GDP of $3.4 trillion, which would make it the world's 5th largest economy. But considering that India alone is already the world's 6th largest economy, all of the additional countries added in would only make it surpass the United Kingdom's economy, while remaining just behind Germany and Japan. In terms of GDP per capita measured in purchasing power parity, the average citizen of this country would be earning $7,265 per year, far below the global average of $17,300 per year. Citizens, on average, would be earning more than citizens of Uzbekistan or Vietnam, but earning less than those of Bolivia or the Philippines. The economy would, however, be capable of supporting a very large military budget of $83.8 billion, the 3rd highest budget in the world, but significantly behind the budgets of both China and the United States. Adding in the soldiers from all 7 modern countries, the hypothetical Greater Indian Army would have an active duty force of 2.6 million soldiers, the largest standing army in the world, with an additional 2.1 million in the reserves, which combined would give the new country the world's 4th largest total military size, behind Vietnam and the 2 Koreas. In the event of a war, however, Greater India would have the largest manpower reserves in the world to pull from. some of the new nation's greatest problems would be its high unemployment rate, currently hovering around 10%, and the very young age of the average citizen, just 27.6 years old. This might not be a huge problem now, but as India and the rest of the region develops further, it's almost a guarantee that the country will face the same kind of demographic problems currently plaguing places like Japan, where the average age is a very high 47.3 years. Somewhere around 50 years from now, when India's population has likely begun to stabilize around 1.7 billion people, their population will thereafter begin to shrink, just like it is in Japan and other developed countries around the world. Perhaps India and the entire region at large can learn from how currently developed countries are handling their demographic issues to prepare for their own future, just like how you can prepare for your own future or your company's future by going over to Squarespace next. Regardless of what it is you do, whether it's podcasting, art, blogging, or you're looking to create your own YouTube channel, you need a way for people to find you online. Squarespace can seriously help individuals and small businesses like you or me make something that was previously only available to huge corporations: an amazing, beautifully designed, and professional-looking website. With their intuitive and easy-to-use website builder, beautiful design templates, reliable 24/7 customer support, and reasonable prices, Squarespace is the best place to build your online presence and create a lasting first impression when people search for and discover you. And best of all, you can try out Squarespace for free right now by going to squarespace.com/RLL. And then when you're ready to launch, you can get 10% off by using the code RLL at checkout. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you again next week.